welcome to the mayhem.
Rock on. We're more than just a band, we're a family.
All right. Rock on.
Electric mayhem. Is that a vacuum?
Thank you.
Doesn't get any weirder than that, am I right?
You know it.
See this camera?
Yeah.
Okay, do not look into this camera.
No.
Action.
How's it going?
What's going on, Lily? Hi, Tosh. Jeff in Las Vegas. Good morning.
We love the background. Amazing.
Are you kidding? I'm Generation X. So I have Sesame Street, the Muppets. I had to do it upright this morning.
Let's go.
Well, Lily, the Electric Mayhem, you know, they performed for decades, but they never recorded an album. Nora's out to change all that, isn't she? But it's easier said than done, huh?
Absolutely, because Nora is a planner. She wants to believe that if she has a game plan, she'll be able to get the Electric Mayhem to execute according to all of these steps. And she's going to have a rude awakening and realize that this band is wild and cannot be put into a plan. Their only plan is no plan. And
they
so
can't be tamed.
They cannot be tamed. And so she's being hurled out of her comfort zone.
And Tosh, where does Moo come in all the band here? What's his plan?
Basically, anytime you see the band, just you can be sure that Moog is very close behind. He follows them wherever they go. He lives on wheels. So I'll wait for you to see exactly what that is. But so he's very mobile. Anywhere he needs to be, he can be. He just desperately loves this band. He wants what's best for them. And if he can, you know, help them record their first album, he is all for it. Let him know where he needs to be, what button he needs to push. He is there.
How important is that 12 to 24 demographic? Because I think mumble rap is the next big thing.
I mean, listen, what I love about the show is that truly everyone is going to enjoy the show. I think kids will love it because it's silly and it's joyous and it's colorful. And I think adults will love the humor in it as well. And, you know, speaking to that demographic, you know, Nora talks about it in the show being like, we got to hit that demographic. We got to make sure kids are listening to the music. We have a great range of cameos that I think really accomplishes that. You know, we have iconic classic people like Paul Abdul, but then we also have Zed and Designer. And so I think Lil Nas X, yes, there's truly something for everyone.
No, there's Deadmau5, there's Kevin Smith, there's Cheech and Chong. Yeah, I mean, the list goes on
Absolutely.
And on. It's like when the original show appeared in the late 70s that every major star had to be on that show. You know, who's going to turn down the Muppets? And for you as actors, when did you first realize that you're going to be working with the Muppets? I mean, that's got to be a career high. I would consider that.
I found out a day before the table read.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's why my sister didn't know.
Oh.
And then
that's why, because it was a surprise when I joined the table read. It was over Zoom, and I saw Thaj. We had met once before, and I was like, "Oh my goodness!"
It was very fast process for me, but it was just
my process was a little longer. I auditioned initially when I was in Toronto in a hotel room, and then I did a call back and I did a chemistry read, and I was waiting a really long time to hear about it, and I was like every day manifesting it every day. I even photoshopped my name into the credits to manifest it as well. I know, I really did. And so I was waiting, and when I got that call, it would definitely was a career high. I mean, I talked about it in therapy. I did everything. I was like, I want this role. And so definitely career high for me.
Also, where is Dr. Teeth?
Oh, he's spotted a hot tub out back.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, like he has that thing, you know, when he like sees a hot tub, he has to like go to the hot tub and then soak in the hot tub because like hot tub.
Hot tub.
And did you have a favorite moment with the Muppets in this series? I think mine is Dr. Teeth in a hot tub. He looks so relaxed.
That scene from a technical logistics standpoint was one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah, that was not an easy task.
Because those are one of those scenes where, you know, for most of the show, we can see the Muppet performers, but that was an instance where when I was talking to Dr. Teeth, I couldn't see the Bill Beretta at all.
Yeah.
I could just see the Muppet. And that's when things all go trippy, because I was like, oh no, this is 100% a real being right here. And so that was wild.
And that's an example of just how amazing our crew and like our special effects and visual effects
production
teams
yeah.
are. Because a shot like that, the viewer, that scene's not that long. No one has any idea all the stuff that went into putting him in that, like, how are you gonna get him in a hot tub?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff in the show like that you see that you won't realized a lot went into it.
Oh yeah, the music, the colors, the humor, it's just a great time, guys. Congratulations, and thanks so much for talking to me this morning, and let's do it again soon. Thank you.
Of course. Yes, absolutely. Sir, thank you.